Stripper reveals scary truth about bachelor party cheating. She now is in the U.S. and she considers herself a former stripper. She's 25 years old. She says about 80% of men that are about to get married cheat during their bachelor party.
80%?
Wow.
80% at the strip
club. So the groom.
The groom cheats.
Dang.
It's not just the people with her. She's only talking about the men who are about to get married. It's the good-looking ones. It's mediocre-looking ones. It's ugly ones. It's people you wouldn't assume. It's the quiet ones. It said it's 80%.
When you say cheat, are you saying that they cheat with the stripper?
Yep.
But a lot of strippers aren't just going to hook up with this guy, this groom.
I'm just going by what the stripper who actually does it is saying.
And are they going all the way? They're going all the way.
She says it's either trying to make out, it's trying to have sex, it's all the above.
I mean, I consider all of it cheating. Okay.
Yeah. She say trying or confirmed it's happening?
At least trying. Okay. Said 80% at least try to cheat.
Mm-hmm. Oy.
So whether the stripper says yes or no, she says... Well, they had a thing, like, especially this, like, foam thing they do, and they'd go to this other room, and they would...
I'm sorry, what?
Foam?
It's like, they had a routine, and that involved foam, and then they'd have to, with audience members, and then they'd go, this is in a different country.
My foam routine.
Yeah. Don't you have one before bed, Katie? You don't have a foam routine before bed?
I mean, I'm going to start.
I'd go to a foam strip club. It'd be lit.
Yeah.
Soap and booty everywhere.
It's just not what I thought.
Nice and clean.
Yeah.
She says she would take them. No, me either. I didn't expect it either.
It just struck me funny, but
yeah,
sorry.
I agree. When I read it yesterday, I was like, what?
What?
She takes them upstairs to wash off and said that's when most men take the opportunity to try to make their move.
She says
80% of the time, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she's not the monogamy police, but she says it's a huge turnoff. She says if bachelors or grooms-to-be are going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Said, I don't like it. Said, but of course I'm going to take their money.
Well, there's a whole thing where bachelor parties and bachelorette parties, it's like you have one night of freedom. I mean, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's like a social norm. To the point of like, oh, it's your last night of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get it all out. But technically, you have a fiance.
Yeah,
but you're not married.
Technically, you should not be doing that.
You've probably been dating with somebody for for years. And you're like, last night of freedom. No, that happened 2 years ago.
And yes.
Here's the big thing. Yeah. When you have a fiance, and it's almost like that's the least time you would think guys would want to cheat because you're in love. And when loves make you do crazy things, and it's all you think about, and you get the butterflies in the stomach, and you can't wait to be the other person. You don't want to be with anybody else. They're so sexy. And of course, that dies and you become miserable. But
listen to how easy it flows out of Jason when he's the butterflies and so sexy and so in love.
It just seems like, why the groom? It seems like, if anything, it's after the same old, after years, after years, after years, after yelling and everything else, that the guys would want to do that.
So can I just float something out there?
Yeah.
And you are in charge of your own actions, 100%. But I don't know, you tell me. Do you think that maybe that whole idea is hyped up by the guys around you who are paying for your dances or paying for your experience?
Definitely, because they want in on it too.
I'm not saying it makes it right at all.
And
all
these guys are either married or have boyfriends or have girlfriends or whatever. Yeah.
And so I can see how, they're like, no, we'll buy it. We'll buy it. And
like, squid. Yeah.
Not that it makes it right.
No,
just
I agree.
Wondering.
That's why I'm against the guy trips. You get a bunch of guys together, it's a nightmare.
Anytime I've been anywhere, you watch too many movies.
You hang out with the wrong guy.
I don't.
That's the thing. Clearly, you don't. None of us have this issue.
No.
Okay.
You're the one that does.
None of you guys would admit to this issue if you had it.
Yes, we would.
I've been out at places and a group of guys come in and it turns into chaos immediately.
I'm not talking about the wrong places.
You are ruining everything for all guys that are just innocent and now their wives are not going to do anything.
Okay. Let's all act like this doesn't occur.
We're not, but Jared,
I'm not saying it never happens for anybody. In my personal experience, I've never been a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been a part of a bunch of guys and it got out of hand?
No.
Even when you were single?
I have at a bachelor party.
We're not at the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Where it's, I mean, for real.
Yeah.
It's not.
I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
And these are people I don't know, but I see a group of guys come in and it's like, whoa. I'm not talking like two or three. It's like five, six. The more the guys together,
are they out drinking?
No.
Okay. How do you know they're single or what their situation is?
I'm just saying whatever's going on, it gets crazy pretty fast.
Well,
I've seen it.
I've seen it with girls too.
And girls too. Yeah.
Crazy happens because typically it's like the drinking and the energy.
Jared, you're just trying to justify hoes over bros right now. This is what you're
doing.
That's
what he's
doing. You're trying to justify hoes.
He's always.
I said this years ago that I guarantee there's lots of cheating during bachelor parties. I think everyone on the show was like, that doesn't happen. Uh-uh. And now we have a stripper, so maybe not.
It happens. It happens,
but I don't think it's fair to say that it happens every single time, and that just because you're on a bachelor party at a strip club that you're cheating.
But you're more likely to than if you're just at a dinner with
somebody.
Maybe.
I think it depends on what kind of person you are. Like, if you could be more likely to go out of town and cheat.
No, I'm saying if you're on a bachelor party and your guys are going to Topgolf, it's probably less likely to cheat than you're drinking around naked women. You're going to be more likely to cheat in a strip club.
But the strip club, like,
the stripper is going to be probably at least likely to cheat than if you just met some random girl at a bar.
You're also not going to like an orgy house where anything goes. I mean, there are
right.
I mean, and I'm not turning a blind eye to it. I know it happens, but I just think that you. And I have the guys that are saying it here on the program that you have this skewed vision that like or idea that every time a group of guys goes out that it's like
not
their mission to cheat.
Well,
it's not.
I think there's a big difference between
to hook up.
I think there's
a lot of guys.
I think there's a big difference between a bachelor party and just going out with the guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
I think bachelor party is a little bit more dangerous and something could happen. Yes, all the time.
No.
Well, Jason, you said that your experience has been when it's like a stripper comes to the house, at least one person is having sex with that stripper.
I said that if it's an escort that comes to the house, that's going to be a
problem.
I know you're
hiring prostitutes. Well, that's of course.
You just said a stripper comes to the house.
That doesn't mean she's not an escort. It's two different things. A stripper is not an escort.
Well, one's legal and one's illegal.
Well, a stripper can come to dance. An escort is to have sex.
Wait a second.
It's a fine line. Let me tell you something.
What's the statute of limitations on this?
When the stripper comes to the house, that is a fine line.
But the ones at the house, I think, are
That's
sketchy.
A fine line between a stripper and an escort. If she's coming to the house, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as bachelor parties, I've been at bachelor parties where there's been nothing to do with any type of strip club or anything like that or Topgolf, and there's no just anything. And then I have been to a bachelor party where I was shocked that the person that actually had the bachelor party in Vegas, that they did get a stripper / escort, whatever, come to the hotel room. And what was going on there, I was absolutely shocked because I would have never expected it out of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, what? Mm-hmm. And it is hard for me to comprehend. Because again, I know there's peer pressure.
I agree.
It's like you have the fuzzies now. You know what I'm saying? When you're in love at the beginning of the relationship, that's all the only person you really want to hook up with or be with is her.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying when the fuzzies are gone, then the cheating would be more likely. Yes, I agree with that. I mean, if someone is, you would think it wouldn't happen when you're in the honeymoon phase.
You would think it would be the guy who's been married the longest on the bachelor party. Not the guy getting married. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a popsicle theory, you know?
Yeah. So, well, the stripper, who is a stranger. She said it happens 80% of the time that the men that she's seen, not just with her, but her colleagues, that men on bachelor parties that are about to get married, not only do they try to cheat that night, they try to get your phone number and they contact you after they're newly married.
What? Mm. Okay.
That's just delusional. That's like the stripper loves me. No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
She doesn't. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't, actually.
I do.
No, my friend who is a radio DJ and Intercom married his lap dancer.
Okay.
Exceptions to every rule.
Yeah. Right. In a blue moon, it happens.